She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Snuggles.
What up?
Wearing a Best Dad Ever shirt today. That might be another new nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Sybil Summers. Welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053. And your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. They're open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com, where you can follow along with the stories that we're going to do on the air today and see some pretty cool videos. There's some fun stuff on there right now on AutoFlex's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Get on there and like us. Let's do a quick allergy check. Is anybody else snotty today? Like me?
Huh?
Yeah? No? You're all good? Everybody's all good?
Zyrtec and
wow.
I just got a call that my little baby girl's got a little something this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's definitely in the air, but it's still gorgeous weather, so I'm glad. Glad to have it. So almost half the vehicles aren't up to par when it comes to safety regulations, so it looks like we're going to have to make some changes.
This is one of those wonderful stories where you read the story, the headline, and you go, oh, my God. And then you realize that what they're talking about are vehicles that are older than 10 years old.
So, of course, they haven't kept up with the times.
And the regulators now want to make the manufacturers responsible if there are problems with those cars that could have been considered defective when they were built 10 years ago, or 12 years ago, or 14 years ago. And so it's sort of weird because the average car right now is 11.4 years old.
Wow.
But it comes down to how long is a manufacturer of a product responsible for how well that product works? Because cars don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so sort of an argument point, they say, you know, that back when cars lasted 6 years, we made them guarantee them for 8, and then cars lasted 10 years, and we made them guarantee them for 10, and now they're lasting longer. So they're basically, the manufacturers are building a better product, so we want to hold them accountable now so that they have to pay for anything that goes wrong with the product, even if it's 12 or 15 years old.
That doesn't seem very fair.
No, it doesn't. Well, and the whole argument is based upon the 69-year-old lady from Dearborn, Michigan, who ran into a parking pole in a parking lot while making a U-turn. Now, I won't even get into what I think about that. But anyway, she drives into a lamppost, and guess what? The airbags go off, and they go off so violently, she says, that she was injured by an airbag. So now the question is, because it was a 13-year-old car and they didn't have staged airbags back then, so they came out a little bit at a time. They just sort of like, boom, they were there. Is the manufacturer responsible for her injuries?
No, that sounds like user error to me.
No. It's not the fact that she ran into the pole. It's the fact that the airbag deployed too quickly.
Right.
It's up to you folks. I don't know.
That's, well, at rapid speed, right?
No, she was going. She said she was going less than 20. But 20 miles an hour running into a pole is pretty darn fast.
Mm-hmm. That is fast. I mean, the pole's not moving.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, are we supposed to ditch our cars after they're 10 years old? I mean, well, no, if they're running, are we supposed to give up because that nobody's going to back us up on safety defects?
Well, but how long is a manufacturer responsible once a car has been built to fix the car?
Man,
if you're driving a 10-year-old car or a 15-year-old car and there's a defect on the car now that wasn't apparent for the last 10 years, is the manufacturer responsible?
Well, I know. That's my question, is how long are we supposed to expect the car to be safe, and are we supposed to be protected from
I mean, I think
things?
That's what the whole warranty's for, right? I mean, if it's guaranteed for 10 years, then that's what they cover. And after that, you're on your own.
Warranties last 3 years, 4 years, sometimes up to 5 years for rust and mm-hmm. and things like that. But that's a little crazy. Now, amazingly enough, it's the attorneys that seem to be pushing this because they're the ones that make all the money if somebody can sue a manufacturer
right.
for a defect of some sort. But, you know, their argument is if equipment is supposed to last the life of the vehicle, it should be measured by the life of the vehicle. Well, nobody guarantees anything forever. I mean, your box of cornflakes isn't guaranteed forever. It'll go stale. So do we hold Kellogg's responsible for that? No, but these are car manufacturers.
Then
this
they need
is
to
different.
Put an expiration date and stamp it on the car.
On the car. Best if used by.
Exactly. And I'm thinking 10 years is the throwaway time at this point because that's about how long they're willing to guarantee things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they come up with something new, safety feature or not, there's no way that thing is going to be tested for 10 years to see how the part is going to perform later on.
Right.
And they test it. It works right now. They stick it in, and then you find out later that these parts get old rusty or that chemical that they put in to make the airbag explode in the first place becomes more volatile,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes a bomb practically inside the car. So I just don't know. And lease your car for 3 to 5 years, and it's done. Okay?
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about that.
I guess that's the answer.
So, well, I think the whole thing, in this case, the visibility of this is caused by the fact that it was an airbag that injured the lady. And they seem to overlook the fact that she ran her car into a pole going somewhere around 20 miles an hour, mm-hmm. which suddenly, had she not hit the pole, I doubt seriously the airbag would have deployed.
Yeah, but if there hadn't been an airbag in the car, then what would have happened?
We never blame the person that's actually responsible because no one's into personal responsibility anymore.
Right. Hot
it's
coffee.
Always somebody else's. Oh,
hot
yeah.
coffee.
No hot coffee in my car, thank you very much. I had some coffee one time. Somebody cut me off. I was almost to work, too. Oh. And they cut me off. They came off Central, and they came across all the lanes to the right lane right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, a real smart move. And, of course, I had my big mega cup of coffee sitting in my balanced on top of my cup holder with no lid on it. Of course, I slammed my brakes. That thing goes forward, and it just rained coffee all over my dash.
Oh, no.
I had a couple of fuses to replace after that.
Yeah.
And whose fault was it?
Probably some Mine. Pants or something, too. Yeah. Probably a new outfit, too. Replace.
No, it went all forward. Nothing all right. was on me.
We've managed to light up the fan text. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Didn't Ford have a major fire risk recall for a long series on F-150 pickups? I don't remember that, but they did have an ignition recall that they did on Aerostar vans and their vans for a long time. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Pure stupidity. That's her own fault, not the car maker.
Well, for running into the pole, yes.
I agree.
But
I agree.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn because if you're going to put something in there that's supposed to keep you protected, I don't think it should become a bomb.
But it did protect her. I mean, it kept her from breaking her nose on the steering wheel, and it kept her from losing her life.
Well, when she hit the pole, when she hit the pole going 20, she could have gotten hurt really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have hurt herself on the, well, I don't know.
Sure. So whose fault is that? I mean, That's the question. Autoflex Leasing fan texters are chiming in.
I do.
You do?
Sure she does. Here's a different Autoflex Leasing fan text. Hey, Dave, catch you all on Saturdays when I work. Question, my wife's been wanting a Jeep Grand Cherokee for a while, and she owes about $8,000 on her car. Monthly payments are about $327. Looking at the Jeeps, boy, he's writing a fan text now. the Grand Cherokees are $30,000 to $35,000. Will I have about a $500 payment? I told her to check y'all out and that y'all have a lease to own. Can you explain how it works? Sure. Okay. First of all, I can't tell you what the payment will be right now because I don't have access to our computer system, but I can tell you that there is huge, huge money back on that car right now for us as independent lessors. It's called IDL money, and it's thousands of dollars. So that'll help out a lot. The other thing is the car's got decent resale value. That'll help out a lot. On any of our leases, you can lease to own those because you can always purchase them at the end. If you start with a pre-owned car, it's going to be a little less money. If you get a new car, it's going to be a little more money because that first year depreciation is high. But in any case, you could buy those cars at the end if you wish to for the residual value. And that's sort of the nice thing about a lease because it gives you an extra choice at the end. If you buy the car, you own it. The only thing you can do is either sell it or trade it in. If you lease the car, you don't own it. And at the end, you can make a decision. Do I want to buy it? Do I want to sell it? Do I want to trade it in? So it gives you an extra choice there. Anyway, if you would, call one of our offices. And I can't really tell where you're from because of the area code, but call one of our offices and we'll be glad to help.
What are those numbers, Dave?
Yeah, good one.
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area.
This Autoflex Leasing fan texter at 43733 says, I just pinched my pinky as I was getting out of my car. Can I sue Chevy now?
True story.
Okay, so here's the thing. Yes, anyone can sue anyone for anything, which is what happens when you have laws that are made by lawyers. Mm-hmm. If you let car guys make laws, let me tell you, it'll work really good for us, too.
You know, the question is, can you find a lawyer to help you sue Chevy?
Yeah. And, of course, you probably can, because everybody's out to make a quick buck if they think they can. Let's get into the new Senate bill that might help report safety concerns. This is out of Washington.
Along the same lines. There is a bill in the Senate that has not gone to the House yet that will reward whistleblowers for reporting their boss or their company if they see something that should be a concern, safety concern, and it is not reported by the company. And this may be a good thing. I don't know. I mean, I know that at Takata, they, at least I'm told, I read, that they knew that they had problems with those airbags. And they thought they'd isolated the problems, and they thought that they weren't that big. But then it turned out that they were. So if someone 20 years ago at Takata had said, hey, this could be a problem, maybe people wouldn't have died. So I understand that. Anyway, Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, in a bipartisan bill, along with John Thule of South Dakota, a Democrat and a Republican respectively, have set up a bill so that employees can report their employer if there are safety concerns in the manufacture of the automobile or parts connected to the automobile that should be reported that weren't been, so, that weren't. So we'll see how that works. And it hadn't gone through the House yet, too. So
a reward for telling on the company if you work there. For
exactly. Up to 30% of any fine greater than $1 million. That's what it pays. So it's serious money.
Yeah. All right. So. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or Autoflex Leasing Fan Text is 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, what are the numbers, David?
You could call either 817 or 972-234-1234. You could call 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, you can go to autoflex.com, see all of our great pre-owned cars there, see the Save Money Monday cars there. You'll see them listed separately. Those are the cars that are going to go to auction on Tuesday, so we reduce them and put them on sale to the public on Monday. You can get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in right there at Autoflex.com from your friends at Autoflex Leasing.
Mm-hmm. At 9:45, we're going to get into some humorous observations on Dallas drivers. But first, we got lots of fan texters coming in now. One person asks, how does a lease work with negative equity?
Sometimes it works really, really good because you can cover a lot of negative equity with a lease. The other thing I would suggest is to look for a vehicle that has a rebate that will help absorb some of that negative equity. That way you're not paying all of that in the car payments of your new car. So you can do them. There's different ways you can do them, but they work fairly well, and they work better than a retail arrangement for negative equity.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people think, oh, if I'm leasing it, I'm not going to get the rebate because I'm not buying it.
No, that's the whole thing. In fact, there are bigger rebates sometimes if you lease, because there's independent lessor money, which we get, that's a special allowance made just for lessors that are independent, that buy that product, and that's from the manufacturers. There's also rebate money based on the fact that you may be leasing a different kind of car or a different kind of SUV. So there's rebate money that we can get you for that. There's all kinds of rebate money out there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan, texter 43733. This doesn't have anything to do with safety, but what kind of a credit score do you need to lease a car and get a decent rate?
Somewhere certainly north of 600. Usually the 625 to 650 range is the bottom. And then you go from there. And the rates can be anywhere from 5 or 6% all the way down to 3% or so.
Got it. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. I've got a 2007 Chevy Traverse with 76,000 miles. I just started my third year of a four-year lease with another company. Payments about $588. Can you get me a lease with significant lower payments It's a four-door. Oh, I want a four-door car or a four-door truck, preferably.
Yeah, no doubt that's possible. Here's the thing, and you hear this in the business. Don't worry, we'll get you out early. You can always get out early. We take people out early all the time. Well, here's the thing. A lease is a contract, and these people have discovered that. If you have a four-year lease, you have a four-year obligation. Now, whether you pay all the payments in advance or whether you keep the car for the 4 years, you've got a four-year obligation there. So never lease a car for one day longer than you plan on keeping the car. That's the only way to be absolutely sure that you can walk away or have an option to buy when you're ready to do it. Please don't be fooled by salesman talk. Oh, yeah, we'll get you out early. Oh, we get everybody out early. Well, guess what? There's somebody that got a car that understands you can't always get out early. So
we can try.
Yeah, we can try. Well, and the other thing is, yes, certainly you can get a Ford or sedan and probably save some money. That's a fairly high payment. But here's the thing. I don't know what they carried into that. I don't know if they had a trade-in. It had negative. I don't know any of those things. So, but call us. Call one of our offices. Where are they calling
from? I'll tell you what I know.
817.
Yeah. Call 817-234-1234. Lay it all out for them. They'll put it in the Autoflex leasing, Flex Lease computer system. They'll jiggle it around and they'll come up with some numbers. There you go.
Well, I just want to add to that briefly. When I was selling and leasing, I took situations like this all the time and came up with a solution for people. So we are definitely problem solvers. So if that is what you want to attempt to do, we'll review the whole thing and tell you what your best option is. And I would always consult with my clients and say, this is what it will actually cost. These are your options. We can find this car with a rebate to absorb that negative, very possibly lower the payment or keep them the same, but put you in something definitely newer with warranty.
And less mileage.
And probably updated technology and updated safety features, right?
Right. Absolutely.
That would be the main goal. So definitely call us.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Love the show. I listen every Saturday. Are you live today? Chad in Dallas. Chad, I'm looking at Tammy and Sybil and JP, and they all look pretty live.
I think the draft has been going on. Something like, I don't know, there's
we're live.
Rumors going around about some sort of a draft. Apparently that's a big deal.
Oh, and there was another fan texter that texted in about the draft, and no, we don't know why they made that dumb pick either. So, okay.
How about this Autoflex Leasing fan text? I'm not sure why these stats come into play, but I'm 51 and weigh 315 pounds. My friend wants me to buy her a Challenger. Oh, no, my friend wants me to buy her Challenger, I guess, from her. What do you guys think?
Sit in the front seat. See how it fits. It's a great car. A lot
of fun. For a 51-year-old?
Yeah.
That's young.
I'm kidding. I'm saying, why did he put that part in there?
I don't know.
All the old folks over here, yeah, whatever.
No, those cars are really cool.
Yep. All right, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I got burned when I did a lease on a car in Texas a few years ago when I got stuck with a property tax bill from the county. Is this still the case? Mm-hmm. Property tax was about $1,000. It is not, no. That tax was eliminated in 2001, but any leases that were begun prior to that still carried that tax. Now, that's been gone for a long time. There are some municipalities, some cities, that still charge tax. That's closer to $100 or $125 a year. If you're unfortunate enough to live in one of those cities, Dallas does not charge. Tarrant County does not charge.
Plano doesn't.
Arlington does not. Plano doesn't.
I think Richardson does.
Richardson does.
And we're in Richardson. But.
So there's certain cities that still charge a small tax on lease cars. Most cities don't. There's 121 cities in the whole state of Texas that charge.
And I'm no tax accountant, but if you pay property tax like you do on your house, can't you also count that on your income tax? Like a little... I don't know.
You're looking at me like I'm a tax accountant.
Me either, but
I don't know.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at our listeners.
Oh, that's funny.
They'll know. They're smarter than we are.
They are, in fact. But anyway, when you lease a car, no, in most cases, you don't get any tax bill at all. If you do live in one of those 121 cities across the state, cities like Cut and Shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some big municipalities. You know, anyway, that's a real city.
It is.
Yeah, it's
out by Gun Barrel City, isn't it?
No, it's south. It's down by Dime Box.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. What do they have? Cutting horses and hunting?
Cut and Shoot was draw your gun. And,
I see.
Yeah.
And it is actually next to Dime Box.
I had no idea there was Dime Box.
East Texas.
There is a Ding Dong, Texas. Did you guys know that?
No, I
did not.
Yeah, it's not too far from here either.
Was it named by Hostess? Or?
It must have been.
I gotta have a picture of that. Does anybody have a picture of that?
Have you been to Frog?
Google it.
Hey, there's a Frog Knot.
Frog Knot?
In the water tower, they've got this frog with his hands choking it. I swear to goodness. It's up Highway 161.
That's
Frog Knot.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. This is a surprising story, but we learned this week that most people who had electric vehicles and hybrids traded them in for something not so internet friendly.
Okay,
guess what? I mean, environment friendly.
Yeah.
Internet. What am I talking about?
Okay, so here you go. All of those folks that went out and bought bought EVs and hybrids, and they were going to save the environment, and it was all great. And that's when gas was about a buck and a half higher than it is now. They're trading those vehicles in, and what we're finding is a little bit over 22% of those people are now getting SUVs. Not cars.
They do not hug the trees anymore.
SUVs.
What happened?
Well, gasoline went down. It's a lot harder now to justify spending the additional money for an EV or a hybrid because gasoline is so inexpensive. And, well, it's not terribly inexpensive, but it's a buck and a half down from where it was a year ago. And the other thing is cars are more efficient now. So you can buy if you're looking for gas efficiency, you can buy a very efficient, smaller car and save a lot of money over buying an EV or a that costs a lot, or a hybrid that saves you gasoline. So it's sort of a natural. I mean, I think there are people that are still concerned with the environment, but most of the electric vehicles that we are seeing are being bought by people that make $100,000 a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you look in California, the average income for an electric car buyer in California is $175,000.
Wow.
Which is also resulting in a lot of the rebates or the incentives that the states were giving on EVs and on hybrids. They're withdrawing those now because they're starting to look at who drives those cars, and those people don't really need the rebate. The rebate may help sell the car, but the guy in California that's making $175,000 a year doesn't need the $2,500 rebate to buy the car. So
what they should have done was use that money to give everybody some sort of a raise.
Yeah.
To buy that car.
Yeah.
There you go.
But that wouldn't meld well with the environmental groups that love the rebates. So that wouldn't work that well for them. But in any case, what we're seeing now, if you go back 3 years ago, 11.9% of people that traded in EVs and hybrids got SUVs. Last year, it was 18.8%. This year, it's a little over 22%. So we're seeing a gradual move away from the EVs and the hybrids simply because gasoline costs less now. Mm-hmm. So it's just harder to justify.
All right. We're going to go gas up, and we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Picker, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or shoot us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see all our great pre-owned cars. You can actually apply for a lease online, or maybe more usefully, set up test drives. You can email in and set up a test drive on a Ford, a Mazda, a Toyota, Lincoln, and a Mercedes if you want to. And we'll set them up side by side for you. You can come in and drive them all at once. It is a great way to shop for cars.
Mm-hmm. And today you could have the top down or the sunroof open, all the windows down.
It's a beautiful day.
It's going to be nice.
It's a great day to buy a car from AutoFlex.
That's right.
Or lease.
Good day for test driving. We were just talking about how a lot of people driving EVs and hybrids have upgraded to SUVs. And somebody fan texted us and said, maybe the environmentalists have growing families and they don't all fit in those tiny cars anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, if you've got four kids, you can't fit into a tiny car. Especially if some of them are a little older, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The younger they are, the more gear that has to go along with them, right? The strollers.
Oh, yeah.
All the
car
stuff.
Seats.
All the surprise stuff that can happen with a small child. You have to have a bag of second and third outfits and all the cleanup.
Ew.
Anyway, maybe that's it. Who knows?
AutoFlex Leasing fan text, I don't believe you can write off the tax because the bank owns the car, not the lessee. That is going to be a really good question for a CPA. Mm-hmm. I know that if you pay the tax, in my thinking, I mean, rationally, you would believe that you could write that off. But
we're
check with your CPA
IRS,
and
so.
Be, yeah, that's true. Be absolutely sure, especially before you do it.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Because they have ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Autoflex Racing Fantex Ford did have a recall on 150s for side impact fires around the 80s. My dad was burned badly in one of those fires.
I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry to hear that. Yeah. So there's the Ford recall on the fires.
So they did have a recall. So if you have one of those Ford trucks, just double check. We don't know how long they'll take care of it, but certainly get rid of the vehicle if it's a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to welcome a new listener, Scott Donaldson, just tuned in. He's a longtime car guy around the area and does training for a lot of different dealerships. Good morning, Scott.
Howdy, Scott. Thanks for listening.
What's up, Scott?
So
I want to do a shout out to Allie Sims. She just got another vehicle from us at Autoflex. She just loves us, and she described KJ, Ken Johnson, who took care of her, as very thorough.
Ooh.
She said, I don't want to be left on the side of the road without warranty coverage. He took care of that. She's got her gap coverage just in case anything crazy were to happen and the car's totaled. She won't be left with, you know, any outstanding balance. And he just really treated her exactly like she expected.
Right.
So if you have a way that you want to do a car deal, you should call our office and just tell us how you want it to go down. We'll do our best to accommodate you.
That's what we do. We customize things.
Mm-hmm. 817 or 972-234-1234 is
the
number.
We're bendy like that.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If I want to be an Uber driver, what kind of car would you recommend? I don't know. First of all, read the terms of service. It's 32 pages long. And then if you still want to be an Uber driver, then I would suggest a four-door sedan with a large back seat. But read the 32-page terms of service before you become a driver, and more importantly, before you get in one to use it to transport you.
Yeah.
32 pages, it's a good read. It's certainly worth your time.
You'll definitely probably want some commercial insurance to cover you, and that might cut into your profit. But I understand it's quite profitable for some people.
And so, I think you can charge more if you have a high-end vehicle or maybe like a bigger SUV-type vehicle, like an Escalade or something.
Sure.
So
makes sense.
So you can go pick up a bunch of drunk people from the bar.
Right.
Instead of just one.
I'm going to zip my mouth on this Uber talk because y'all know my take on Uber. This is something I am absolutely obsessed with. And I notice I'm not alone because now there's actual panels urging people to quit being obsessed with their in-car infotainment.
Well, and it seems like the manufacturers have become absolutely fascinated with all of the stuff in the center stack. And they're sort of trying to duplicate the iPhone so that you have all these icons and you can click on them. But the reality is it creates a lot of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally cannot use all the stuff on my car.
Neither can I.
There's so much stuff on my car that I will never use. I'll never touch. A lot of it I don't even know about.
Right.
There are buttons I only touch when I wipe down the steering wheel and dash, you know,
same
to get
here.
The dust out of it. I don't touch them otherwise because I'm busy dodging bad drivers.
Right.
And so in this story, which came out of Auto Week News, it's interesting because they used as an example simplifying the center stack by putting knobs back on the radio. And then they say that the left knob controlled the tuning and the right knob controlled the volume.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
Oh, yeah, it is the other
so
way around.
I think this was written by a millennial that came around after the knobs had gone.
Oh.
That's the only thing I can figure.
But there were knobs.
There were knobs, though. He is
and
right about that.
You didn't have to take your eyes off the road to find them. You could just reach over and you could feel the knob and you were good to go.
And you had five buttons for the radio.
Yeah.
And you had them preset so you knew where everyone, so you could reach over and just hit that button and it would go to your next station. But now we have touch screens and joysticks. And you have to look over there to see where the icon is from the joystick or see what button or see what touchpad is on. And guess what? You're not looking at the road then.
Right.
Listen, I know someone very close to me who just crashed her car turning on her radio, not in even one of the highest tech cars. It's a little bit older car. Just to reach down to look at the knob and crashed her car. Not into another car, thank goodness. She had a single car accident, but that's how easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
well,
I tried.
You have to take a class when you get a car now.
Yeah.
I mean, there are manufacturers that have people that work at the dealership, and their entire job
is to teach you how
it's
to use
just to explain all the stuff on the car. It's crazy. And so you you plan on spending an hour and a half. And then after it's over with, you need a primer of some sort. You need some kind of reminder because you can't remember all the stuff they said an hour ago.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't played the little CD that came with my Acura yet, but I plan to one of these days.
I don't even know how to set the presets on my radio.
Well, and see, that's
the
thing.
That's easy.
You know, when BMW came out with their iDrive in 2002, there was a joystick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And you did everything through the joystick. Now they've been adding buttons and touchpad. It's like a button farm now.
So that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So anyway, I, again, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, chime in. Chime in if you know how to use everything on your car.
And what year is your car?
And what year is your car,
yeah. Because if it's a 1960-something, of course you know how to use everything on it.
But then the manufacturer should still be responsible for you not knowing how to use your car.
Good
even
point.
If it was built in 1960.
There have been things where people would try to sue the car dealer for not showing, and then, you know, when they crash their brand new car going off the lot trying to mess with the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back even in the 80s. Very simple things to operate your car, but still, if you don't know how to do it, you're going to take your eyes off the road. And
right. Well, I told you guys one of the features on my 2015 Lexus IS250 is that when my gas light comes on, automatically on the screen, it pops up and it says, hey, your fuel's low. Would you like us to find the nearest gas station to you?
That's pretty darn cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But it pops up, and so I look over, and then I'm like, oh, not right now. So then I'm fumbling with the button trying to figure out how to arrow, put my cursor over onto no and click it. And
oh, I know.
And then I told the story how I was doing that, and I looked up, and the car in front of me had come to a complete stop, and I had to,
I didn't slam into him. You needed then also the ability. If they're going to put all this in the car, they automatically need to include, you know, the safety
sensors
feature that stops the car when it senses somebody else has stopped in front of you. It should just be an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming too. So we'll see. There was a lot of stories, and we'll probably do some of this next week. I want to have a guest on to talk about this, on all of the automated cars, ideas, processes, things that we're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years where we won't have to drive our car anymore.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that's coming, you're probably wrong.
Well, they should have waited to put all this nonsense in those cars. Because I feel like that's causing more and more accidents. Here's an Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Sorry, but technology is luxury. And for me, it is. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I love this Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Go ahead, Dave.
I drive an 03 Ford Lightning. My favorite button is the gas pedal.
Yeah.
Get him.
That's cute. Another guy says he's 24 and he knows how to work everything on his, oh no, he's 25 and he knows how to work everything on his 2014 Challenger.
Well,
good,
he's 25.
But he says, I have worked at car dealerships. That helps a little bit.
Yeah.
It does.
You have to learn it there.
I hire teenagers to program all my radio, TV, DVR, mm-hmm. cell phone, you know, download music. I hire a teenager.
I think we've got another one of those gas pedal guys. 69 Chevelle SS and a 2010 Silverado 6.2 liter. I know how to operate everything.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Mm-hmm.
69 Chevelle SS. That's
that
a great
Chevelle.
Car, yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Picker, JP, a.k.a. Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And if you're out looking for cars today, call Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
That's right. Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. You can also go to autoflex.com and really get a car online if you'd like to, and most places won't let you do that, but we will. If you want to text, we'll work with you. If you want to send us an email, we'll work with you. Just tell us how you want to work, and we'll be glad to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and don't click on the button that says email me only, because it doesn't work right now.
Oh.
And we're trying to figure out why. So send us an email or a text and say text me or email me longhand. Don't just click the button, because for some reason, the software guys, it's a glitch. They say it's a glitch.
Oh, but at least it's being repaired.
It is. I hope. I hope. Autoflex Leasing fan text. My wife's 2015 Ford Explorer Sport is max loaded, and there are so many buttons, and the center stack is pretty much a tablet. I finally figured out how to change the color of the accent lights in the cup holders. Yay! You wonder why it is that we don't have a clue? Yeah, it's a great SUV. It is sort of crazy.
That's hilarious.
It's true. The accent lights in the cup holders.
That's great.
2010 Sierra, had it for 3 years, just figured out how to turn the fog lights on. I feel your pain, buddy.
Yep. My car's way smarter than me. I know that for sure.
Well, the owner's manual will tell you quite a bit about your car.
Ew, but then you have to read it.
Well, and now a lot of cars come with DVDs. With a disc you can play as well.
Yeah.
Ew, but then you have to watch it.
You should see her. It's like eating broccoli over there. She's like, ew.
I just want to get in and drive. I don't want to be bothered with any of that other stuff. It's like homework.
I agree.
She wants to ask Siri how to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll tell you.
Exactly. Okay, so Tammy came in today all excited about this list she found, because it's a really funny take on the way people drive in Dallas.
Well, yes, it goes right along with my motto about driving in Dallas, where a red light is a suggestion and a green light is a dare. That's just how I feel. But if you're not from around here, or if you've been here driving forever, you might get a kick out of this. Forget all the rules you learned elsewhere. I learned to drive in California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dallas has its own version of traffic rules, and it's called Hold On and Pray. There's no such thing as a dangerous high-speed chase in Dallas, because we all drive like that.
Yeah.
All directions start with get on Beltline, which has no beginning and no end.
Right. And there's one in every city.
Exactly.
So confusing.
The morning rush hour is from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yep.
The evening rush hour is from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m.
Yep.
And Friday's rush hour starts Thursday morning.
Yes. That one is so true.
Yeah. If you actually stop at a yellow light, you'll be rear-ended, cussed out, and possibly shot. And when you are the first one on the starting line, count to five when the light turns green before going to avoid crashing with the other drivers running the red light in the cross traffic. Absolutely. Construction on Central Expressway and I-35 and 635, I guess, is a way of life and a permanent form of entertainment. We had so much fun with that. We've added George Bush, the toll road, and high five to the mix. If someone actually has their turn signal on, it's either a factory defect or an outsider. I've always said, I guess everybody's out of blinker fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call it blinker juice, but one of our brilliant Autoflex leasing fan texters told me it's blinker fluid.
Right.
Whenever the blinker doesn't work. All old ladies with blue hair in a Mercedes have the right of way, period. Especially around Neiman Marcus.
Yep.
And please remember, it's legal to be armed in Texas. Inwood Road, Plano Road, Northwest Highway, East Grand, Garland Road, Marsh Lane, Josie Lane, 15th Street, Preston Road, all mysteriously change names as you cross intersections.
Oh, yeah.
These are just a few examples. The perfect example is what is mostly known as Plano Road. On the south end, it's known as Lake Highlands Drive. Cross Northwest Highway and it becomes Plano Road. Go about 8 miles and it's briefly Greenville, Avenue K, and Highway 5, and it ends in Sherman.
Yes!
A trip across town will take a minimum of 4 hours.
Right.
Although many north-south freeways have unposted minimum speeds of 75, the minimum acceptable speed on the Dallas North Toll Road is 85.
Amen!
And anything less is considered downright sissy.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible to be driving west in a northbound lane of East Northwest Highway, but don't let that confuse you. The Dallas North Tollway is our daily version of NASCAR. LBJ Freeway is called the Death Trap for two reasons, death and trap. And if you go to the fair, pay $8 to park inside Fair Park, because parking elsewhere could cost up to $2,500 for damages, towing fees, parking tickets, and if some guy tries to get you to park in his yard, just run over him. It's probably not his yard anyway.
He's just out there collecting money.
Yep.
And finally, I'm going to circle back to remember that when driving in Dallas, a red light is a suggestion and a green light is a dare.
Love it. That's great. Is that posted on the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page as well?
Not yet, but it will be.
Okay. The other one I want to add, if you're from out of town, and it's really hard to get along on our highways because they all have two names. 75 is Central Expressway, 35 is Stemmons, and for a moment there, it's Woodall Rogers. 30
George
is Tom
is
Landry.
Or 161.
Yeah.
And
they
I
all
don't know
have
where
names.
It's going to end someday. It might go into other states. Who knows?
635 is LBJ.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, where can I see this list? If you'll Google driving in Dallas, you'll be able to find it there.
Yeah. There are several different takes on it.
Yes.
I thought it was hilarious.
Good times.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I remember when they first put the dimmer switch on the column, my mom was stomping a hole in the floor trying to dim the lights. He's got to be about my age. Or she.
Or no, the mom. The mom's your age.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There is a new fuel cell vehicle called the Mirai, and it's coming out from Toyota. And we talked about 2 weeks ago how Toyota was actually paying for the fuel if you end up leasing or buying a Mirai. But now they've come out with some promotional videos. And to do these, they used Morgan Spurlock.
Love him.
Who did Super Size Me and Palm Wonderful Presents, the greatest movie ever sold. He's known for doing very edgy stuff. And these commercials for hydrogen fuel are very edgy stuff. His first commercial sort of goes over how they take cow manure and turn it into hydrogen to fuel these vehicles. And so, and they do it with an engineer and a cow farmer. And they walk out into a pasture, and you get to see on the video cow manure coming from the cow.
Oh.
And then they gather it up, and they put it in trucks, and they carry it to a plant that converts it into hydrogen.
So how much would you need for a tank of
I have no earthly idea. I don't think I want to think about that.
You could make a tongue twister, kind of like how much wood could woodchuck chuck?
Yeah.
So I wonder how that would.
If you're interested, you can see these on the Toyota Mirai webpage, or you can see them on YouTube or Hulu or Forbes.com and some other social media.
Don't need to see it.
Or you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page, and you will see the heading that has the words fueled by bull. I'll cut the last of it off. And that's on the Facebook page. So it's a very entertaining video, to say the least.
Yeah, and that's not one for smell-o-vision.
I can't wait to watch that video. I love Morgan Spurlock. I think he does great work. And look, he's got us talking about it.
Yep. So. I've watched the last part of it, but not the beginning.
I might watch the beginning. All right, let's talk about the April sales winners and losers.
Yeah, really quickly. In April, Porsche was up, Chrysler was up, Mitsubishi was up, Mini was up, and Jeep was up. On the loser side, Smart was down 54%, Scion down 20%, Dodge down 16%, Fiat down 12%, Buick down 5%. Now, to put this in perspective, Buick had a fabulous, fabulous year last year. Them being down 5% is not a big thing. Smart and Scion being down, that is a big thing because they didn't have great years last year either. So those brands tend to be on the way down. Porsche is way up, 28%, mainly because of their SUV business. It's turned into the biggest part of their business. Chrysler has new product out there. And has done well with that. Jeep is doing very well. Mini has new product. Mitsubishi had a horrible year last year. They're having a much better year this year. That's why they're up on the winner's side.
What was this? Was it based on sales?
Yeah, this is based on April sales. I'm sorry. April versus a year ago.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody probably overall had a better April. We had a record April.
We did have a record April. It was an amazing month for us. We had a fabulous March, and April was actually better than March, which is sort of unusual. Usually March is better than April, but our business is really good. Our lease business, our core business, is what's up the most.
Yay.
And we are flooded in trade-ins. You want a good deal on a pre-owned car? Autoflex?
We got a ton of trades.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them that aren't made ready yet, but they will be.
By next week, you'll
be able to see them.
And I would like to attribute that to the fan listeners who listen to this show on Saturday mornings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep
this
up
really
the
helps.
Great work, you guys.
Thank you so much for your business, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And listening every week.
Yeah.
Except for the guy that was mad because we're not doing sports. They're going to do sports right after us, I promise.
Yeah. Just hold on. Just hold on.
No, let's just go until like 1 or 2 o'clock today, can we?
Right. I think some people will get really
off,
mad if we do that. Yeah.
Cowboys who?
All right. But seriously, folks, if you want a really easy and fun experience getting a new car or a pre-owned car, whether you want to lease it or buy it, call us. We want to consult with you and help you make the right decision. It's a big financial decision. It's the second largest purchase or expense most people have outside
right.
of their home. So call us. Deal with the professionals. And we, since we deal with all makes and models, once you get your first car, people really like to come back and have the same kind of experience over and over again, no matter what brand of car mm-hmm. they want. So give us a chance.
That's right. 817 or 972-234. 1234 is the number. Or go online to autoflex.com to get the ball rolling.
Y'all keep it normal out there.
And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. Thank you to Snuggles. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.